Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today we're diving into something super important. Nurturing your mental health through self-care. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel constantly spinning? You know that feeling when you're just trying to keep up with everything, checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, and the next thing you know, hours have vanished? Well, I'm here to tell you, taking time for self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your mental health a spa day, a much-needed recharge to function at your best. We're all juggling a lot these days, work, relationships, deadlines, and let's not forget the constant digital buzz. So how do we prioritize our well-being amidst the chaos? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all, people. For some it's a hot bath with candles, for others it's hitting the gym. Maybe even just 10 minutes of mindful breathing. What truly nourishes your soul? Figure that out and make it a non-negotiable part of your week. Think of it like your favorite guilty pleasure. You wouldn't skip dessert, right? Next, unplug from the digital noise. Seriously, give those notifications a break. Spending too much time online can drain your energy and leave you feeling overwhelmed. Set boundaries, schedule, digital detox, periods, and remember, real life is happening outside that screen. You know how addictive social media can be? It's like watching cat videos on loop, entertaining for a while, but eventually, you just need a break. Thirdly, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful mood booster. A brisk walk, a yoga session, dancing to your favorite tunes, whatever gets you moving releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that make a world of difference. Remember that saying, a healthy mind in a healthy body? It's so true. Fourth, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures. Spending time with loved ones, having genuine conversations, and building strong relationships is vital for mental well-being. Call your bestie, have dinner with family, join a club, put yourself out there and connect with people who lift you up. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, and shared experiences create lasting memories. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember, progress isn't always linear. It's like learning to play an instrument, it takes time, practice, and patience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, work, and trying to maintain a social life. She's constantly bombarded with emails, deadlines, and the pressure to perform. One evening, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, she scrolls through social media for hours, comparing herself to others and feeling even more drained. Suddenly, she remembers our conversation about self-care. Sarah decides to put down her phone, take a walk in the park, and savor a cup of tea. She breathes deeply, focusing on the present moment. The fresh air, the gentle sounds of nature, and the simple act of taking care of herself bring a sense of calm and clarity. So, there you have it. 5 powerful ways to nurture your mental health through self-care. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. Start small, experiment, and find what truly works for you. We're all in this together, folks. So take care of yourselves, spread kindness, and let's create a world where mental health is valued and prioritized. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's empower each other to prioritize self-care.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.